With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. While apartment prices in the Kalamazoo area are low compared to bigger cities like Grand Rapids, most buildings are outside the city's core. Downtown is a different story. Apartments are in short supply and rents can be two or three times more expensive. But as WMUK's Robbie Feinberg reports, one developer is trying to make things affordable by going small.
After Christy Montgomery got divorced about 5 years ago, she needed a new apartment for her and her two kids with a few requirements. She works at the People's Food Co-op, so she wanted to be close by. That meant looking close to downtown. But finding any unit for under $1,000 a month was nearly impossible.
But I did end up finding a really small apartment in a house, which was down on Poward and Oakland, which was probably around $525 a month, which was really good. But it was a one bedroom for me and two kids. We shared my king size bed. They were small at the time, so it worked. But it was tight.
Montgomery's story isn't unique. Unless you want to live with a few roommates, living downtown likely means paying two or three times more than a similar apartment only a few miles away.
I would say about 20 years ago, we were struggling to get people to move downtown, and now we're at a point where we have a shortage of housing.
Steve Deitzler is the president of Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated. He says that as downtown has expanded rapidly over the past decade with new businesses and entertainment, housing's been slow to catch up.
I think the demand is really showing a need for affordable housing. And when we say affordable, we're not talking about subsidized type of very low income, but we're looking at a mix of moderate rate housing that you and I could afford.
A study commissioned by the city in late 2014 showed that over the next 5 years, Kalamazoo could build 1,000 new rentals every year, plus almost 500 more affordable housing units annually. Deitzler says filling that hole is important. You need diversity in a neighborhood, singles, families, retirees. And one of the best ways to get that is with cheaper housing. But just because there's demand doesn't mean developers are building. There isn't much available land downtown, so building there costs a lot of money up front. So how do you make affordable housing work? Well, for one development company, the answer is to go micro-sized.
And just visually, as you can see, it's awesome. It's all stick-formed, cement-poured building. They just don't build buildings like this anymore.
Developer Herb Ayers walks me through the basement of an old paper warehouse on East Frank Street in the River's Edge neighborhood, a few blocks from the downtown core. The place still looks old. Graffiti lines the walls. Cobwebs still coat the ceiling. But Ayers says that by the beginning of 2016, he and his development partner, John Durham, will have renovated it into a roughly 45-unit apartment complex called Wallbridge Commons. The 15 basement apartments here will be tiny, 300 square feet. Think of something a little bit bigger than a one-car garage.
So our goal with the micros is to provide a place somewhere around the $500 price point where somebody can have an apartment, have a service industry job, or maybe they're just newly out of school, maybe they're working on an advanced degree. It's affordable housing, yet they're downtown and they're in a walkable community.
Ayers says even getting it down to that price took a lot of work. By working with Kalamazoo's Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, they're getting a tax discount. Plus, these apartments won't have individual kitchens, instead just a large common kitchen for the whole floor. But that $500 figure was important. Ayers and Durham talked with the People's Food Co-op nearby to figure out the price its workers could afford. Their plan is that as those in the micro start to earn more, they'll move up to the larger, more expensive apartments in the upper levels. So far, Ayers says he's already hearing from recent grads, service workers, even retirees.
We are getting interest for people that want to live downtown from the baby boomer generation that are starting thinking about retiring, want to sell their house and move downtown, which is kind of cool. So I think we'll attract a wide variety of people here. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
Micro apartments have already caught on in bigger cities like New York and San Francisco, but it's yet to be seen if they can make an impact in Kalamazoo. Ayers and Durham are ambitious, though. They've built two smaller complexes nearby already. Three more are scheduled to be built a few blocks away on Burdick Street, and they come with lots of plans. A distillery, a mentorship program with Western Michigan University, and a so-called food vertical, a food business incubator. Durham says it's all part of the idea of giving Kalamazoo a stay factor.
You graduate from Western, do you want to stay in Kalamazoo with the skill set that you have? And so with the addition of the micro apartments, part of our master plan is to have those be attractive.
A lot more housing is needed, but at the very least, the new building will make it a little easier for some residents to live, work, and stay downtown. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.